This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who's
Kevin McCullough? Let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
A Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
Well, here we are in hour number two. If you missed hour number one with the great Frank Morano, you need to go back and get the podcast. The video and audio versions will be available at TheBingeThinker.com following tonight's broadcast. But this hour, we will speak with Dr. Charmaine Yost of American Values, and we will discuss the top story of the day, which is the fact that these 2 million women are wandering around cities across America marching. And they marched, they did. March they certainly were doing. Marching they were about what I've not yet figured out yet. I'm working on it. I'm going to ask my next guest because at this time on every Saturday evening, we always open up the ladies' lounge and welcome our next guest. Tonight, she happens to be the senior fellow at American Values and a longtime smart person in the Beltway. It is Charmaine Yost, and not only all of the accolades, you know, she's got her doctorate in American civil government and politics and all the rest of that. She also, at one point in time, was one of those people I referred to on Facebook today. I said that I have some men are intimidated by smart, strong women. I happen to not be one of those guys. I've never been intimidated by smart, strong women. Some men are. But none of the smart, strong women that I know were at the march today. So what did that tell you? I'm not sure. But anyway, Charmaine, welcome back to the Kevin McCullough microphone. Always a pleasure to have you with us.
Hey, Kevin. You know, I think I'm – thank you. That is awfully kind. I might have to start feeling long-time smart person. Might be my new bio. I like it. Thank you. That's very kind.
It could be the subtitle and the slug of the CV there, you know, the Charmaine Yost, exactly. Long-time smart person. But seriously, Charmaine, I mean, I had friends texting me today from all corners of the nation going, Kev, I can't figure out – and these were women – I can't figure out what these women are marching for. What are they marching for? And I would say, I'm not sure, misogyny, abortion, something. Take your pick. Was it about Black Lives Matter? I saw signs for that. Was it about supposed gay rights? I saw flags, rainbow flags flying. I couldn't tell you what the unifying cause was, but I know that if there's a woman on the planet that would have her pulse on this, it would be the great Dr. Charmaine Yost. So, Dr. Yost, I yield to your intelligence. What were they marching for?
Gosh, you know, actually, I really like that as a place to start a conversation about what happened today, because, you know, sometimes it's the most obvious thing that you miss, and there's been a lot of commentary about what happened, but you're nailing it exactly, which is why and what was it about. And I think that, you know, I told you when you and I were talking about having this conversation tonight that I wasn't going, that you couldn't pay me to get near that march. But
you did in fact say that.
I did. I was like, no, I'm not sure you want to have me on because I am not coming anywhere near it. And yet, I actually got caught. You will love this. I got caught right in the middle of it.
You're the second person. Our last caller last hour wandered out of whatever store he was at in Las Vegas and wandered right into the one there in Las Vegas.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, no, there was a, you know, all these inaugural festivities. We had a reception to go to this afternoon, and we came out, and just this entire tide of people had completely overwhelmed the street that the reception was on. So I did actually have a chance, therefore, to see it up close and personal, and I will tell you something that was really striking about it is my prevailing theory about the whole thing is that it's really a masquerade. Calling it the Women's March is entirely inauthentic. That's in a sense kind of an activist Trojan horse, if you will, because it's just this amalgamation, this complete mixture of every single left wing cause that you could come up with was represented there. And that's, you know, they're using women's issues writ large as kind of the tip of the spear to, as a hook to push all of their pet causes and,
right.
and to knit together a coalition. And I suppose that's fair. That's what social movements are about. But I think that, you know, truth in advertising and authenticity requires us to recognize the fact that it's a mixture of causes and it's not specifically about women.
And not very well executed on any of them. But here's the thing. When you say, come join the generic progressive left-wing cause du jour, march with your favorite sign about your favorite subject, they wouldn't have 2 million people show up. So, of course, they had to develop this straw, dare I say man, to raise the flag, and then they just threw, like, everything in the kitchen into the pot to boil. I mean, it was like there was no real defining issue. And what I found to be astounding was that the women that were texting me and saying, Kev, what's your perspective on this? These are all accomplished women. I just read a text in the last hour from my friend that lives in La Jolla, California. I don't know if you know anything about Southern California, but La Jolla is a very well-to-do area. She and her husband live in a very nice home. They own their own franchises of coffee shops. They've come out of other companies to do what they're doing now, and they're making a success of it. And she is happy. She has a well-adjusted family. She's the mother of two fantastic boys. She's just the perfect picture of what you would think a successful woman would look like at every turn. She doesn't feel put upon, and she's going, what's out there left? What rights have been taken away that they're saying need to be readjusted? So if we're getting into the why, and my hunch is that this has to do with a couple of big things, mostly hating Donald Trump and wanting to kill preborn children. How close am I getting to target zero there?
Oh, wow. Actually, I was just thinking about where you were going with this. I was sitting there thinking, well, I'm going to contradict my own self by saying that actually you can boil it down to two things, anti-Trump and the pro-life issue.
Hmm.
No, you and I are tracking 100%. That is exactly what I was thinking about it, is there are some foundational things, and you really kind of, we flip the order of it. It really is about abortion. Abortion becomes their religion. You know, most of these people, another unifying theme amongst all of them would in large fact be secular humanism. I mean, I did see a fair number of, you know, of posters that had some sort of reference to religion, but I think it is fairly safe to say that it's a much more secular unifying theme. And so for them in that place, they put abortion as something that is almost a sacrament to them. And frankly, I think that they understand even better than some people on our side do that Trump's presidency is going to be a direct threat to that. And so that was a very fundamental part of what you saw
today.
Yeah. You know,
go ahead.
Just real quickly, too, one other thing I would mention, though, is, and actually my husband and I kind of went a couple rounds on this point today, is one thing I would caution, I was cautioning him and I would you as well, is that I think we have to be careful not to be too sanguine about the event. There really were a lot of people who were mobilized today.
No, they said up to 3 million nationally. I mean, and I made jokes earlier in the week. I said, well, you know, the March for Life will probably outpace them next weekend when they have all the pro-lifers come to town. I'm going to revoke that statement because I don't think the pro-life forces will turn out as many, not across the country, maybe as many in Washington, D.C., but this really was a rather significant. So what does that mean, Charmaine, that they were able to mobilize 3 million people to say we're all unified and we're really angry?
Well, I think it's troubling. I mean, the divisions that we have seen since the election have really, really deepened. And the fact that they're not willing to let it go, that, you know, I you're never going to find somebody who is as opposed to Hillary Clinton as I am. I mean, you and I talked about this on the radio yesterday.
Right.
But, you know, she did the stand-up thing, and she came and she that had to have been one of the all-time most painful experiences to go to the inauguration after the kind of campaign that that she and Trump waged against each other. But she did it. And that's, you know, that's the best of the American spirit that we, and frankly, I love the fact that, that Trump paid tribute to her at the luncheon after the inauguration, asked everyone to stand and pay tribute to her. You know, that's the way we do things. We fight hard as Americans, but then we come back together. And that's what you're not seeing from the left. It's not just saying that they're going to disagree with him and that they're going to be the, you know, the loyal opposition. We're not hearing that kind of language. We're hearing hashtag resistance. You know, taking it a whole nother step further, I think, is outside of the tradition that we're used to in this country. Hmm. And I find that deeply troubling.
All right. We're speaking with Dr. Charmaine Yost. She is our guest in this week's Ladies Lounge. And when we come back, many more questions about the future of the women's movement. Don't go away. It's Kevin McCullough live from New York.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Sen, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreonthesen.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreonthesen.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What a little moonlight can do.
So glad you're with us. It's Kevin McCullough. It is Radio Night Live. That's a live shot of Times Square if you're watching on Biz TV. It is a gorgeous night in New York, so if you're around, enjoy. It's the only advice I have. We are going to get some rain later this next week, so when you're in the 50s in January, that's not bad. I'll take it. Anyway, we're talking in this edition of the Ladies Lounge with Dr. Charmaine Yost. She's the senior fellow of at American Values. That's the organization that is run and operated by Gary Bauer, and she is also someone who has spent time in presidential administrations in the Reagan White House. She had a couple of different assignments. She also was an advisor and communications director to Governor Mike Huckabee when he ran in 2008, I believe. And then she was on with us regularly talking about Trump and the run-up to this administration now, and there might even be some use for her in the administration at some point down the road. So she's someone that is familiar intimately with the process and brings a great deal of insight to that, to this discussion. Charmaine, one of the interesting notes of the Women's March that was primarily in Washington today, but they had big, big turnouts in Los Angeles, in New York, in Chicago, different places across the country. They say that across the nation, 3 million plus women and others showed up. They were very specific in their exclusion of the predominant viewpoint of women, which is the pro-life cause. You didn't have a single pro-life women's group, and there are many. There are some that are very conservative and very, you know, they've been around a long time. Concerned Women for America, I think, still outpaces the National Organization for Women in terms of their membership, like 2-1. But they didn't even allow, like, the New Wave feminists, which are pro-life in one regard and kind of center-left on a bunch of their other issues. They made no room for one of the most important and divisive issues amongst women themselves. Is this what the country is basically going to boil down to? Women are going to be cast into one group or the other, and there's not going to be a unifying voice for what women genuinely need as a single outlook anymore?
Well, you know, Kevin, I have to say that as a conservative woman, I can tell you that it's been that way for a long time. And the only thing that I like about how vitriolic they have been over this march is that they are showing their true colors and not hiding behind kind of a saccharine sweetness that right. is inauthentic. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I've been accused of not being an authentic woman, of internalized misogyny and, you know, that kind of thing. And frankly, that's pretty much what we've been hearing this week, saying that that if you're a pro-life woman, you're not welcome, at the march. Actually, you know, it's been interesting to me to see their semantic tangles that they've gotten themselves into. I actually was told that as a pro-life woman, I was welcome to come and be a part of the march, I could be pro-life as long as I was pro-choice, if that makes any sense at all. There's this one of the founders, actually, of the march. I was on another radio program with her, and she's saying, well, I'm not for abortion. She said, I'm just for choice. So, you know, it's interesting the knots that they're trying to wrap themselves into.
You made reference in the first segment that they may be more afraid than people realize at what a Trump administration means to this sacred cow of abortion. The truth is, and Harry Reid did a lot of this on his own doing when he was the Senate Majority Leader for the Democrats. They decided to do away with the filibuster. They decided to make a lot of things passable by a 51-vote margin instead of a 60-vote margin. That makes it a lot easier when you're in the majority like Harry Reid was, but then when you lose the majority and you go in the direction opposite of the prevailing winds, now you're almost powerless to stop anything. There's been rumors that President Trump may actually release his Supreme Court nominee's name tomorrow, Monday, or sometime this week. And if that's the case, the pro-lifers that are coming to D.C. next weekend will have something to shout about, to really be thankful for. What if you were reading the tea leaves here, what would you say is in the works?
You know, I've heard that exact same rumor, and I had not actually thought about the connection to the March for Life, but you make a really excellent point. I mean, they announced that over this weekend, probably tomorrow, that he's going to sign an executive order reinstating the Mexico City policy, which was a policy that Barack Obama eliminated that said that U.S. tax dollars couldn't go for promoting abortion overseas. So, you know, for everybody who said that Donald Trump wasn't pro-life, one of the very first actions that he is going to take is a deeply pro-life one.
Sure.
So yeah, with the March for Life coming up, I think that it is highly likely that we will see, you know, maybe even a flurry of activity on the life issue, and definitely there's a very, very high probability, if not Monday, sometime in the next couple weeks, pretty quickly, we'll start to see the Supreme Court not
on any more of those cases settled 4-4. It's we got to get that stopped. Charmaine, as we're kind of wrapping up the idea that this is this March a jumping off point for these progressive liberal causes? Are they going to look at this and point to it and say, well, that was successful, we're gonna make it even bigger and bolder next time? And is this what we're gonna live with for the next 4 years? Are we gonna see these things like day in and day out, kind of until we're sick of them?
I think that we will. I think it is a harbinger of things to come in terms of you know, how intensely they feel going with this idea of resistance. I mean, The one thing of it is that in some ways the number that they have doesn't really change anything. He still was sworn in. He's still moving forward. Some people are saying as many as 200 executive orders on Monday. So the truth is they don't have a way to stop him. So
this is all they're left with.
Yeah, just to kind of make a whole lot of noise. And this is one of the reasons that I think that he won, is that it's kind of hard to imagine another politician standing up to this kind of intimidation tactic.
Sure.
You know, in some ways, I offer it as a defense of some of our friends who've been critiqued for being, quote unquote, inside the Beltway and not moving fast enough. Well, I mean, you're seeing now how incredibly nasty the left can be when they're not getting their way and they're being challenged politically. And frankly, there's a lot of politicians inside the Beltway who've known that and knew that, you know, you stick a stick into a hornet's nest. And
I think it may be a miscalculation on their part, though, because when Obama got elected, Republicans went to work and got people elected at every level of office in an overwhelming majority.
Right.
I think there's thousands of people that have lost their jobs as Democratic elected officials since he became president. If this is the path that they're going to go, they're not going to affect actual change. So it'll be interesting to see. Charmaine, we're out of time. So good to have you with us. And thanks, as always, for spending some time with us here at the Kevin McCullough microphone. Did we lose her? All right. We'll get her next time. Hey, it's Kevin McCullough. Next week.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys.
So glad you're with us. It's Kevin McCullough, Radio Night Live, live from New York. Great radio stations across the country, great television outlets with Biz TV, our wonderful television distributor and syndicator, and the Salem Radio Network getting us on so many of their stations, and the Genesis Communication Network making all of the audio possible. We are grateful to each of those partners. We could not do this broadcast, which if you add up the numbers, we're the most syndicated weekend radio show in the country. So we're grateful to have you with us. And if you miss any ounce of this on Biz TV, just hang on, because at 11 p.m. it starts all over again and runs all the way to 1 o'clock Eastern. And for those of you on the West Coast, we know that's a little bit easier for you to get in there in prime time. So we're grateful for every one of you that are there. I also want to say thank you to the incredible generosity of Mike Lindell and MyPillow. Mike has had a whirlwind of activity with the inauguration. He had lots of press and so forth. Despite the fact that the Better Business Bureau tried to take him down and do all that stuff to him, more and more people are finding the truth about the MyPillow, and that is that it will guarantee you the best night's sleep of your life. Our engineer Kyle tonight goes, "Hey, guys, I got to tell you about the MyPillow." And I said, get in line, bud. I've been telling people about it for 2 years. He goes, no, but it really, really works. I said, I know. Night number one, I got a different kind of sleep than I'd ever had in my entire life, and you can experience that as well. If you'd like to know how to get three free MyPillows, call that number on your screen, 800-506-2641. If you'd like to know how to get three free MyPillows, call 800-506-2641. It's very, very simple, and they'll explain it to you very easily. 800-506-2641. It's the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation. And again, if you would like to know how you can get three free MyPillows, 800-506-2641. They're machine washable, dryable. They are guaranteed for 10 years not to go flat. And if they do, they will replace them. No questions asked. Not only is it the best sleep product on the market I've ever seen or been honored enough to endorse, it's the best product I've ever worked with, period. It does that good of a job. 800-506-2641. Find out tonight how you can get three free MyPillows when you call 1-800-506-2641. 800-506-2641. Get three free MyPillows. Find out how when you call 800-506-2641. All right, let's go to the phones. I've been asking you your thoughts on all this, and Ted in Iowa wants to weigh in. Hello, Ted. Welcome. You're on with Kevin McCullough.
Yeah, I'd like to ask, you said this wasn't well organized, all these marches?
No, I didn't say that.
Well, how they... Yeah, you did.
No, I said I don't know what they were marching for. Hold on, Ted. I didn't say it wasn't well organized. It was exceedingly well organized. What I said was, is I don't know what they were marching for. They were very noncommittal in terms of what it was about. Proceed.
It was about human rights.
Well, why do they call it the Women's March then?
What should they have called it? The Human Rights March?
Why not? If that's what it's about.
What name would have worked for you?
I don't know.
Because
it depends.
No matter.
Ted, I'm actually quite good at marketing. If they had asked me what they should name it, I could have said, well, what's the message you're trying to get out? And then we would have built the name around the actual message that they were trying to get out. If the message they were trying to get out is, we want abortion to be more accessible, then they should have called it the Abortion March. If it was, they want to have, I don't know, Black Lives Matters be, you know, something more bigger than it is, that's great English, then they should call it the Black Lives Matters March. You've got all of these different separate leftist progressive causes that all came together, and nobody was marching for the same thing.
Let's just go to abortion for a minute. How come whenever abortion is spoken about, it's only the woman's fault? Doesn't it take a man to get her pregnant?
Ted, you have got to be one of the living, breathing, dumbest people on planet Earth if you believe that's true.
Really?
If you believe that that's true, if you believe that that's true, then you have to be one of the most gullible, dumb people I've ever talked to. You've never heard me talk about it that way. If you know anything about the statistics of abortion, you know that 97% of women who experience them say they would prefer not to go through them, but it was because of a man that was behind them in some capacity, either a boyfriend who didn't want to take responsibility, a father who was embarrassed by the family name, whatever, that pushed them to the cause. It's very seldom actually the woman's choice to kill her own child. It goes against nature. It goes against her own feelings. It's almost always outside pressure.
Dude, how come it's only the woman that gets shunned? Why isn't it the man that got her pregnant?
Yeah, okay. Ted, a genius, genius call. Thanks for the call. No, it's not just the woman that gets shunned. If you know anything about crisis pregnancy, and I'd suggest you go volunteer at a crisis pregnancy center somewhere in your area there, pal. You'll be brought into communication with stories of these women and what they're facing. And how brave and courageous they are, especially when they make the decision to let their child live. Whatever you were describing, that ain't me.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You ever wonder what happened to America?
Because of what we did on this day, change has come to America.
Something's wrong, and we all know it. I'm Charlie Daniels, and I'm here to tell you about it.
The nation has been hijacked by international forces bent on global governance.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. God was in school, morality had a future, and beef was for supper. Revelation. Dawn of global government.
We're the solution. Americans. Ain't nothing more to it than that.
Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, and Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation. The movie. .info. Americans need to see this film. Revelation. The movie. .info. Let's fix it.
See when you call.
Hey, 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 thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. So good to be with you. Live shot of Times Square. Beautiful, beautiful night in New York City. Feels like April. There's something very strange about how good it feels. It's going to be freaky. Scary, because we're going to get used to this, and then they're going to, like, whack us with a snow storm or something. Anyway, I hope not. I hope you're having a great weekend, and I know that those of you that voted for Donald Trump are having a good weekend. But those that are marching in these women's marches, I'm not sure. Why are you marching? What are you marching for? I didn't pick up on it. I got, I don't know, thousands of women on social media that are going, I've been around since the 20s. I don't know what they're marching for. Tell them to go home. Let's go to line three. Melissa is in Dallas, Texas, my hometown area. Melissa, good to have you. Thank you for being here. Actually, I was telling the staff I had a Melissa from the Dallas-Fort Worth area that was my first kiss back when I was a teenager. So if that's you, who knows?
Oh, gosh.
No, I don't think so, but thank you for taking my call. And
you're welcome.
Y'all always have favor in being able to broadcast things that really should be a concern to the people that are in this country. I just wanted to say, I heard a little bit today on the radio and I got home and there you were on television and I said, well, you know what? I just want to call and say that, first of all, one thing I want to say is that I think if someone feels that they are not loved, then it doesn't matter what you have or what you offer them.
Sure.
And when you don't agree with everything someone does, they think that they are not loved and therefore they think that you hate them and then they begin to hate. But I do not know why women do not exercise the one right that we have and that we have always had, and that is the right to know that you are valuable. And that you should not just get up and lay up and stay up and hang out with anybody anywhere who really wants an emotional good time. And when it's all over, it's not important enough to keep something alive that has been a gift given to you. And I just, you know what, there's too many ways to not get pregnant to use abortion for birth control. And that's, I know what I'm talking about. I've been there. And I don't carry guilt about it because I tell you, I told all kinds of lies about why I thought I had to do this, you know, with this baby that I have. But I finally came clean and I don't carry any guilt and I'm forgiven and I'm not going to get into that because I know we all believe different things, but I really do believe that, I don't know what women are going to do when the system and men break down for them. Because in this world, a woman can take a man to court when she doesn't want to stay with him. She doesn't want to be with him, but she's had a home with him, and now she has children, and now she wants, you know, a ticket for the rest of her life to live her life the way she's been living because she has these children, and she doesn't want to be with this person. And I'm not saying it's always the woman, but the truth is men in the system have got the raw deal. Every drunk driver wants somebody else to pay the bills when they get in a car wreck that,
sure.
You know, they're the ones responsible. But we need a system where we can have health care to take care of people that get hurt in these things because nobody wants to be responsible. And I just wish that women would realize, and I've said it to a couple of them on the corner, really? You mean somebody's got the money to pay for this? Really? Yeah, apparently you don't even know what you're worth. And I really, it just, you know, I don't know where it's going. I don't know where it's going, but I just would like to see a real woman who would stand up and say, you know what, I'm going to do what I want to do when I really want to do this, and there's going to be some meaning behind it other than just a flirty good time. And I understand less than 2% of rape ever leads to pregnancy simply because we're fearfully and wonderfully made, and there is a block that comes in when fear comes in your body, just like, you know, flight or fight comes on, so does the blocking of a pregnancy. So a woman's life at stake. You know, God brought you here. Let him decide if you're going to stay here or if that baby's going to live. That's just my personal opinion, but I really don't know. And as far as being mad at Donald, you know what? We're not very smart if we don't know that, you know what, men are attracted to people, you know, by what they see, first of all, I believe. And it would be my opinion that most men would have some thoughts that we probably would rather not talk about, and I would say some women would, too. But I just wonder, I think our world is going to the end that had Donald Trump grabbed a man, would Hillary Clinton have been talking about it, or would she have thought that was okay? Because, I believe in loving people. I don't have any hate in my heart for anybody. But you can't always go along with people because you will wind up in the mess, and you have to be responsible for what
you do. Well, that's the point, Melissa, at some point. And thank you for the call. At some point, you do have to know what you believe, and you have to believe it. The very interesting thing about Mr. Trump is that I think he will probably be, particularly in this area, quite circumspect in the next few years because the cameras are going to be on him 24 hours a day. And it's not like he hasn't been used to that on some level, but it's going to be even more so. And from people that tell me that know, that are around him, he's a very different human being than he was 14 years ago. A lot of people don't believe that. You don't have to believe it. That's just what they're telling me. And if that's the case, then I wish him well, because I keep coming back to, why did he want to be president? He has a smaller plane. He has a worse bed. He has a more limited menu. Like, everything for him is a step down, where almost everybody else that's ever been president is a step up. What motivates him to do that? I have to hope that it's to actually fix the country on the things that he feels like he can fix it on. Jobs, production, trade, Supreme Court, ISIS, immigration, border security, terrorism. We've got to hope. We've got to hope that this, and if there's one thing that gives me that hope, it's that speech he gave yesterday. Because while the media is like, oh my gosh, I miss Obama. I miss the flowery rhetoric. Oh, I miss the long-winded paragraphs of people saying long quotes from famous other speeches. And you know, he got up there and he said, we're gonna stop terrorism. We're gonna increase trade. It was a very perfunctory speech. I get that. But if that's what he's going to do, that's what we need to know. And it sounds like when he says it's not a transition of power from one administration to another, but and not one from one political party to another, but from the power base in Washington D.C. back to the people. We haven't had someone talk like that since I don't know when, the founding fathers. It's about time. 888-340-3373. Again, ask how you can get three free pillows from MyPillow when you call tonight. 800-506-2641. Sponsoring the broadcast, and we are thankful that they are. 800-506-2641. More of your phone calls as we continue. 800-506-2641 for the pillows. 888-340-3373. Not only are we talking about the Women's March, but also now that Trump has gone through a full first day of his presidency, your reactions to all of the goings-ons this weekend, even the controversies that he seems to have stirred up. We're coming right back from New York. I hope you'll stay with us. My name is Kevin McCullough, and this is Radio Night Live.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you. So glad you're with us live from New York. That's a shot of Fifth Avenue if you're watching on Viz TV. It's Kevin McCullough, and we are thrilled to have you with us and thrilled to be able to recommend TechWorks. If you're sick and tired of dealing with computer guys that are impossible to reach, won't follow through, can't fix things, and nickel and dime you for everything that they do, friends, call TechWorks. They're incentivized to keep your network running and without problems. 973-567-6404. Get a complimentary consultation to have them go over your entire system and tell you what's wrong with it, what's right about it, what changes you need, and if you don't need any, they'll tell you that too. 973-567-6404 to get a free consultation. 973-567-4304. All right, we've got a lot to get to. See if we can cram them in. Let's go to Gino in the Bronx, line two. Hello, Gino.
I love it when these hypocrite, Democrat Bolsheviks are complaining about what Trump said he would do with women, as opposed to what Bill Clinton actually did.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely did. Not to mention John Edwards, who had a love child with the photographer who was on his campaign trail. Not to mention all the Kennedy brothers and what they did with their wives, how they treated them like absolute dirt and went after other women in the White House itself.
Yeah.
Where were the protests then?
Yeah.
Where were the marches then?
Yeah.
Where was the feminist Nazis then? When the Democrats were in charge, when they were the ones who were cheating on their wives and mistreating women. Oh, no.
Now, Gino, the reason for that is that it doesn't matter to them as long as they can keep abortion legal. Thanks for the call. Got to run. Frank in Des Moines, you're next. Hi. Frank in Des Moines, are you there? Line one.
Yeah, hey, Kevin.
Hey.
Let me suggest there's something at play with Trump in particular that goes beyond the general stirring up of the black and the women's groups that normally goes on that would be run against any generic GOP candidate.
Sure, quickly.
I think Trump would want run the country like a business, and I've argued with the local radio hosts for years. They say it can't be done, and I think this would send shockwaves through particularly the Democrat Party and likely the Republican Party.
It absolutely can be done, and I've been thinking for the longest time it needs to be done. Thank you, Frank, for that call. Let's talk to Jack in Maine listening tonight. Hello, Jack. Welcome.
Hello, Kevin. I am unreservedly pro-life. But let me throw you a hypothetical. If on Monday the 8 current criminals on the Supreme Court suddenly had an epiphany that they were wrong, Roe versus Wade is overturned immediately, on Tuesday morning, what changes?
Well, it goes back to the states, and the states have to decide what their abortion law is going to be state by state.
But what happens?
I'm not sure.
Nothing happens. Because it's a heart issue, it's not a law issue.
Yeah, but if you give, Jack, there's a fault. No, I'm out of time. You have to call earlier in the show next time. There's a faulty trigger in your reasoning, and that is this: it's one thing to say it's illegal to gas your children in a kindergarten classroom. It's another thing to give them a classroom to be able to do it in. And that's what we're talking about the difference being. You can put the abortionists out of business. It may not change the heart of the people that want to get it done, but it makes it more difficult for them to kill the innocent person involved. That's it, folks. We're all out of time. Thank you. We'll see you next week right here on Radio Night Live.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, The Journey of a Conspiracy Analyst, author C.L. Hendman ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. Bookstoreontheseine.com.